Barrhead. Town of Barrhead councillors approved the budgets for the Barrhead Regional Fire Services, BRFS, 2024 during their November 14 meeting. The budget is divided into four separate budgets, two for the operational and capital expenditures of the fire department itself, while the other is for the Emergency Response Center, ERC, i.e. Fire Hall Building. In separate motions, councillors also approved the 10-year capital plans for the ERC and the fire department. As the BRFS is a jointly operated and funded service between Barrhead municipalities, with the town being the unit of authority, the county also has to approve the budget, which is expected to happen before the end of the year as part of their interim budget. The 2024 proposed operating budget is $997,970, with equal operating grants of $330,510 from the town and county. The bulk of the remaining funds will come from revenue generated by the BRFS as part of the fees they charge the municipalities and the province for responses. On the capital side, the budget is nil, as the BRFS has not budgeted to purchase any additional equipment in 2024. The proposed 2024 operating budget for the ERC is pegged at $56,160, with equal contributions of $28,080 coming from each municipality. On the capital side, the proposed budget is $11,900, again split equally between the town and county. Corporate Services Director Jennifer Mante noted the Fire Services Committee, with representation from both municipal councils and community members, recommended approving the budgets at their November 1 meeting. Councillor Rod Klumpf asked how much of an increase the proposed 2024 operational budget was over last year. She replied it amounted to a $5,620 or 1.7% increase. He then asked Councillor Don Smith, one of the council's reps on the committee, if the budgets committee members rigorously debated the budgets. Smith assured Klumpf they had, saying they especially had a spirited discussion on capital equipment and when it might need replacing. Mante interjected the fire department coffers aided by payments for services by the provincial and federal governments for the fire services in battling wildfires in other communities. We've invoiced almost $500,000 this year, she said. In the 2023 fire season, BRFS firefighters and equipment responded to several calls from the province to help battle wildfires or provide supplemental coverage, totaling over 70 days. The deployments started in early May when BRFS received a call to help battle the Drayton Valley, Buck Creek fire for about 3 weeks beginning May 5. A week later, the province asked Barrhead if they could send another crew, this time to help with the Rainbow, Long Lake fire. After 4 days, the crew was transferred to the Peavine Métis Settlement wildfire. Later in June, a 5-person crew, accompanied by Engine 33, went to Peace River as part of a quick strike task force, which, fortunately, did not have to be deployed. Closer to home, the fire department also sent a crew and equipment to the Lac St. Anne County as part of the Lessard Lake Estate firefighting efforts. However, the deployment that garnered the most national fire attention was the BRFS deployment to the Northwest Territories in August. Councillor Dave Sawatsky asked if Mante was confident the governments would pay them for the services. Mante said they already have, except for the department's latest deployment to the firefighting effort in High Level in October. We just sent out that invoice this week, but all the others have already been paid, she said, adding the latest invoice was relatively small at about $35,000. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.